now nothing can take you away from me. We've been down that road before, but that's over now. You keep me coming back for more. Someone who will turn your world around, bring you up when you're feeling down. Yeah, nothing could change what you mean to me. Oh, there's lots that I could say, but just hold me now, 'cause our love will light the way. We're in heaven. Yeah, love is all that I need, and I found it there in your heart. It isn't too hard to see. We're in heaven. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark said it.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laffy Taffy, bitch.
Look at me over here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. I have to say, that rendition of Bryan Adams' Heaven is worse than anything Linda Finkel has ever sung. The chick who performed that, Marianne, performed all sorts of... We've played Marianne many times on the show, but I don't think she's ever heard the songs that she's doing covers of, because they're never right. She's always late in singing the song. She has no idea what she's doing. Stupid Marianne. So there you go. If you're wondering who the fuck sang that song, just, you know, some random old lady who thinks that she has a set of pipes on her. I have to just say this at the top of the program. Gay people are the grossest. Every time I look at something gay, it's worse than anything I've ever witnessed previous to that. You see what I'm saying? Every time I see something gay, it's worse than the time before. You know, when I'm looking up stuff for the show. Normal gay sex, of course, is hot. But for the show purposes, holy Christ. So last time, I guess the last time we really brought up gay shit was when I interviewed the nasty glory hole guy. Here's a post on a bulletin board called Breeding Zone. Gays in their bareback sex. They can't get enough of it. Pity fucks. The subject is pity fucks. Just wondering if anyone else gets off on fucking or getting fucked by guys you don't consider attractive. Or, you know, trolls, for example. I don't mean being into silver daddies or chubs, meaning you're into them but most other guys are not. I mean being into pity fucks. Or enjoying being sexually used by someone you have no attraction to. Ugly guys, this is great news for you. You still have a shot of getting laid. I like daddies, and some even silver daddies, but I don't like guys once they go from daddy to old man. I have one older guy, he says he's 65, but I think he's like 75 or 80, that I let use me like a low-class whore. He has wrinkles, and his body is kind of saggy. He has that old person smell to him in his house. and has to use Viagra to stay hard. We initially just chatted online. He wasn't expecting sex, just wanted to talk. Okay, that is such bullshit. If you're talking to a guy online and you end up going over to his house, the hope is that you're going to get laid. All right. Just wants to talk. And was still surprised I responded because he gets ignored by pretty much everyone under 60. He told me he gets laid maybe once a year, and before meeting me hadn't fucked anyone under 50 in close to a decade. I wonder how old this guy is. I felt bad for him and decided to give him a pity blowjob. Ew, that's like the worst. If I had to choose... Right, first of all, if I let guys fuck me, I was into that. I would totally have them fuck me in the ass before I put my mouth around their stinky old man musty cock. For the simple reason, I don't want to smell that shit. You know what I mean? How gross is that? All right. It made me feel like a total slut to be sucking off this nasty old troll. I wasn't attracted to him at all. Quite the opposite. So he was repulsed by this guy. But the sleaze factor drove me crazy. Dripping pre-cum left. Gallons of pre-cum. His cock was like, Viagra Falls. I made a joke. I didn't even mean to. Niagara Falls, whatever. A few days later, I hooked up with him again. This time, I let him do whatever he wanted to me. And then some. Spank me, rough fuck me. Bareback, of course. Switch back and forth between fucking my ass and having me suck his cock. Ah! Tongue his balls while he slapped his cock on my face, let him piss in my mouth, etc. Total slut for him. I know I'm the only guy he's gotten to fuck like that in years, and that turned me on. I think I was the first bottom to ever let him go ass to mouth because his cock started twitching like crazy and dripping pre-cum like a faucet. See what I mean? And he got this blissful slash shocked look on his face and he started saying, "Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, that's a good boy, oh fuck." Over and over. Like he was praying. I told him before we even got naked that he was free to come wherever he wanted, in my ass, in my mouth, give me a facial, whatevs. He was fucking me doggy style when he shot his load up my ass, panting and nearly collapsing on top of me. After he pulled out, I cleaned off his slimy cock with my mouth. He had the thickest, nastiest tasting cum I've ever encountered, but I still sucked his cock clean and swallowed it all. Ta-da! It was one of the sleaziest fucks I ever had, and while the guy turned me off, being a slut for a nasty old troll like that made my piggy slash cum whore side very happy. So there you go. That's what the homosexuals are up to. Ta-da! On the other end of the sexual spectrum, here we have an Asian getting plowed. This is like her first porn scene. She's such a noob, she doesn't even realize where she's getting fucked. She doesn't know if she's getting fucked in the pussy or the ass. Take a listen here. And he's fucking her from behind. Definitely looks like she's getting it in the ass. That's a nice sound. All right, now he pulls out here. Good job. Slap on the ass there. Now,
was that in your ass?
I think so.
He looks down at his dick, and that's when he realized, oh, this must have been in her ass. I think it was coded, if you know what I mean. Again, let's listen to this conversation.
Was that in your ass?
I think so. I don't know.
I think so. I don't know.
I don't want to know.
She doesn't want to know.
I just fucked you in the ass.
Okay.
Was that your first time in the ass? Are you okay with that?
It's over now.
Come here. Go ahead and sit
down. Good girl. That's the right response.
Wow. And you didn't say anything. Why didn't you just say, hey, it's in my ass? I seriously thought that was kissing your pussy.
I don't know,
because
you're supposed to be the one knowing what you're doing.
That was a nice little dig. I like that she can handle getting fucked in the ass, You know, most girls are like, oh, it hurts, take it out. But she can't handle a little jizz in her mouth.
Whoa, relax, what are you doing?
That should have been her response when you stuck your dick in her ass. Whoa, what are you doing? I mean, gagging on cum is not that unusual, right? All right, so there you go. And finally, before we get into the news today, someone apparently dropped some weed near a 7-Eleven. A cop was nearby, picked it up, and the guy who dropped the weed wants the marijuana back. The news was there.
No,
that's not even cool.
You can say what you want, but I'm going to tell you.
I thought you were going to be cool, though, about it. And just like
be cool about it. Sir, when I walk up here, I find marijuana on the ground, and you say, excuse me, sir. That's like my marijuana.
Miles Bennett told me how he accidentally dropped the pot when he stopped here at the 7-Eleven on Western Avenue. At the moment he saw it on the ground, so did Pittsburgh police officer Dwayne Osbrooks, who confiscated the contraband. Bennett then approached the officer, asking if he could have his marijuana back.
I thought you can't even get in trouble for that little bit of me.
You thought that I wouldn't get in trouble if I gave you back some marijuana?
No, not you. When no one was here until you called everybody.
Of course I called. I have a duty and responsibility.
I understand that.
To uphold the law. So
I understand that. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying.
Well, I was so it was only,
that you're not mad at me.
Yeah, I mean, it was only, I'm just saying it was only $15 a week. I think marijuana should be legal. That's what that's all.
Yeah, but you can't ask this officer to break the law.
No, I know. He knows that, and I know that, and I understand.
How'd you lose your marijuana?
I just dropped that in my pocket.
So what happened to this guy? Did he get a fine? Or I don't even know what the laws are anymore, but he just seems to be hanging around this 7-Eleven with the news, so I guess he wasn't in that much trouble. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, not a member of the Distort of You Sideshow. What are you waiting for, assholes? $5 a month or $50 a year, that's all it's going to take. Sign up right now. You'll be grandfathered into this very low rate. So when I do raise prices, you won't have to worry about that shit. Exclusive programs, extended shows, video cash. You get all that crap. Plus full access to the entire archive of programs. There was a great exclusive show I did yesterday. If you want to catch it, sign up right now. Support the program. Superfreaksideshow.com. 3 quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, could you tell I was having some technical problems there? Like I was very angry when I came back after the music started. All right, sign up. What the hell are you waiting for, people? You're making me angry here. All right. Yes, 3 very quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. Jesus Christ. Some days the world is against me. It just the gods do not want me to do this show. All right, here we go. Now everything's working. A North California woman is suing Pipe Dream Products, which manufactures sex toys, claiming her experience with her dildo was anything but pleasurable. According to the claim filed in Eureka, I don't know how to pronounce that, Y-R-E-K-A, Eureka, April Bonjour and her boyfriend were getting frisky and decided to bring out the dildo for some foreplay. But while the two were getting it on, something started to feel not quite right. Did you get a splinter or something? Quote, during the usage, I felt an intense sharp pain inside my vagina, Bonjour wrote in her claim. My boyfriend quickly removed the toy. It was covered in blood! Dun, dun, dun! All right, every month that fucking thing bleeds, so it's, you know, shouldn't come as a huge shock. I thought very briefly that I started my period, but as the bleeding continued, getting heavier and heavier, I knew it was not my period. After using up all her sanitary pads, blue, white, and passing multiple clots of blood, Bonjour said she grew faint from the loss of blood from her vagina. Her boyfriend eventually called 911. By the time they got there, I was in and out of consciousness, she said. My son was terrified at the sight of me. He thought I was dying. Quite frankly, so did I. At the hospital, Bonjour was given several pints of blood, although she physically recovered from the incident. Well, what the hell caused her pussy to bleed like that? The emotional duress has weighed on her and her boyfriend. Bonjour contacted Pipe Dream Products demanding compensation for the unsatisfying dildo, but the company refused to pay her, hence the lawsuit. She's now suing the company, whose motto, by the way, is, we don't make the orgasm, we make the orgasm better. Not in this case, for personal injury, negligence, and breach of warranty. So there you go. Be careful, ladies. You can't just be, you know, shoving dildos up your cunt all willy-nilly. It's still a very sensitive area. All right, second story we have for you today. There's a superhero roaming the streets of the Philippines, giving out hand jobs probably. Yes, a superhero lookalike is patrolling the streets in the Philippines. Designer Herbert Chavez has spent the last 10 years having plastic surgery to look like Superman. I actually have a video here. Take a listen.
A superhero lookalike is patrolling the streets in the Philippines.
I just said that.
Designer Herbert Chavez has spent the last 10 years having plastic surgery to look like Superman. He's had a nose job, skin bleaching, cheeks, lips, chin, even thighs augmented. Up next, Chavez is having an operation for muscular abs, and he's also getting metal placed in his legs to make him taller. What?
Oh, my God.
All right, well, to each their own, right?
I know, but can you think all the money he spent doing that? What you could do with
all
that?
It pays to be a superhero.
Witty banter, witty banter, witty banter.
Maybe get some sort of kickback. Who knows? All right, coming up.
Nine dead, another 13 injured in a hostage standoff. All right, back to the real news now. This, I guess, interests me because I've been hearing a lot about these people dressing up like superheroes and, you know, roaming the streets trying to, you know, protect the citizens. They're basically acting like real superheroes. Do you guys live in a town where there are superheroes? It's the dumbest question I've ever posed, I think. If so, you know, maybe you've seen it on the news or something. Email me or voicemail in. I'd love to hear about these fucking fruitcakes. They're all going to wind up dead. All right, final story we have for you today. Did you know Saddam Hussein was an ass man? Yes. A bronze ass from the statue of late Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein toppled in Baghdad after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003 is to be auctioned in the U.K. So apparently the statue of Saddam Hussein broke, and one of the pieces that remained was just of his ass. A former soldier in Britain found the 0.6 millimeter wide piece of history and took it back to the UK with him shortly after US Marines dragged the statue down on live TV. Nigel Spud Eli, 52, was working with media covering the fall of Baghdad at the time. He said the soldiers gave him permission to remove the buttock using a hammer and a crowbar. This could be valuable one day. The US Marine... I know a lot of you guys just want to, like, drill a hole in there and fuck it. Eli mentioned to the Marines that, quote, I was an old soldier, and with the press, they told me, no problem, help yourself to whatever piece you want. I only wanted a piece big enough to put in my pocket, but I ended up with a big chunk about 2 foot square. I thought, what the hell am I going to do with this? He said, I threw it in the back of my truck and forgot about it until we tried to re-enter Kuwait, where the Kuwaiti army arrested us and searched us for plunder. The ex-serviceman was allowed to keep it after saying it was armor for a truck, but had to pay $606 in excess baggage charges to fly his unique souvenir back to Britain. I wonder if he had to buy a ticket just for Saddam Hussein's ass. Mr. Eli recently set up his own company to promote war relic art, but has handed the sale of the memento over to Hanson's Auctioneers, based in Derby in central England. Auctioneer Charles Hanson called the bronze body part a piece of modern history and expect it to net nearly $16,000 when it goes under the hammer on October 27th. So there you go. If you have a spare, you know, $16K lying around and you want Saddam's ass, you know where to look. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, I just remember Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
I just wanted to ask, I remember you always used to say, I'll get you, Jews.
Yes.
But apparently you haven't done anything about it because a couple days...
That you know of. I've gotten a few of you Jews.
Years ago, my account...
It's slow going. They're slippery. They're wily creatures.
My Xbox Live account got hacked by someone from Poland. And the first thing I thought of was,
dirty Jew.
You know, damn it, if Tim had actually done something, then maybe I wouldn't be having this problem. Nah.
I blame me.
Well, I'm not kidding about my account.
Hitler was closer, you know what I mean?
Timmy Boo, I'm calling to tell you that I love you. And I want to give you a tiny little cockhead a big kiss attack.
Thank you very much, queer. Yes, caller.
Okay, Cupid Profile. Because the one who sounds like I told
the story of
you, freak. He served in the army until he was disbanded for killing innocent people.
Disbanded.
He's a self-described sociopath. He has a dark and twisted sense of humor.
Sounds like my target audience.
He has a diary of the mouth and frequently embarrasses himself and others.
Who's he talking about?
By making sexual, racist, and sexist jokes. He sounds, if he's listening to the program, he needs to call him.
Okay, thank you.
So good, Tim, loyal sideshow freak, Dr. Barry Badtouch, freelance pediatric gynecologist.
Jello.
And you just played a news blooper of the girl saying, fucking kick all the haters off our chat. But I think she might
I know exactly what you're going to say, but go for it.
Actually be saying really quickly, run together, if you can kick all the haters off the chat.
I went back. I was listening to my show because I'm a fucking narcissist, and I love to hear myself talk. So I was listening to the program after I posted it, and I heard it. I heard it very clear. I was like, wow, that sounds nothing like fuck.
Because,
but the first time I listened to it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's definitely fuck.
She says, somebody asked me, and a question starts with if, whereas fucking kick all the haters off our chat is more of a demand.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying, listen to it a couple times and tell me what you think.
You are very, very smart.
Hi, Tim. This is Vince from Seattle, creamy cock salad with mayo. And me and my girlfriend went shopping recently, and boy in front of us cut in front of us, and, he said this, or...
Ah, you son of a bitch! How dare you? It's almost Christmas time, isn't it? We're just a few months away.
Hippie freak here. Just thought I'd let you...
It's a mixed blessing, that Christmas time, because, I have to deal with Christmas shoes, but I also get to deal with, what the fuck is that song? A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That guy.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Love that shit.
Give you a little part of my day. Every time before I go study, I have you in my ears and I'm getting super high.
Nice.
Super high right now on my way to study. Thanks, Timmy.
So, sociopaths and potheads tend to listen to my show.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Billy from Texas.
Hi.
And I'm really drunk right now, and I'm vomiting.
Oh.
And I thought you might like to hear it.
Absolutely.
I don't know how well this is going to turn out, but I'm going to try.
Do it, do it, do it.
Love you, Timmy Boo.
Love you, too.
What did you do?
Give it to me. Oh, you could barely hear it, but she did puke.
Hey, Boo.
It's kind of a letdown.
What's happening?
Now, someone out there, force yourself to puke and record it and make up for that travesty.
This is Dennis from California, fucker.
No, it's not.
Hey, man. I'm sorry.
Spider-Ham, fucker.
Hey.
Spider-Ham, fucker.
That's crazy, man. Fat girls, when you jog, life's just weird. Hey, so fucking, they got Live Free or Die on a fucking license plate, right? That's heavy. In the L.A. Noir, that video game, Rockstar.
LA,
fucking
LA
family
Williams.
Of four burnt to death. I thought they fucking crossed the line, frankly.
Sorry, thank you.
Sugar Tim, when Arrested Development was on before, I never watched an episode. Never watched it, just got me interested in it. Then you started talking about it. I remember last year you said something about it.
And you got even less interested in it.
So I had the Netflix streaming to the TV, and I started watching Arrested Development. I just can't believe that I never watched it before.
Yes,
it was
of course.
So damn funny. All the way till the very end. It's not like, Seinfeld, how they said, we're going to go out, while we're still on top, and their show just fucking sucked at the end. The rest of it, Development, was so damn good.
I know.
So
every single
funny.
Episode. You can watch it over and over.
I just can't wait for the movie, and I can't wait for the...
Season?
Short.
I know. I'm so excited about that. Guys, do yourself a favor. If you have... Everyone has Netflix, right? Up until a month or so ago. But if you still have Netflix, it's streaming. It's free to, you have to pay for streaming. But it's up there. You can watch every single episode of Arrested Development. Hulu has it as well. There are so many ways to watch that show. Do yourself a favor and watch it. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's an oh, God.
Is it in your ass?
I think so.
Spread the distortion. Tell your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for an amazing week of shows. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Good morning. I hope you can see me all right. We got the snow on the lens. It's coming down. Joe is trying to get it on.
How are
Look
you?
Who showed up this morning. Isn't it too snowy change for you this morning?
No, it's beautiful.
All right. We got some serious business going on. You're slow, 93, 24, Route 1, and Route 3, all kind of slow this morning, and we got to go.
How
back to you guys.
Everybody?
All right, Ted, thank you very much.